We're here on KSOM. We're talking with Macy Mueller of Harlan, who made it to the state tournament, the regional finals today. Macy, congratulations. How's it feel to shoot your 89 today, break 90, and go to state?
Yeah, no, it feels really surreal to finally accomplish the dream of going to state. You know, that was something that was really big for me my senior year is I put a lot of work in, and it was always the goal to qualify, and it just feels really surreal to actually have done it.
What was the key on your round today?
Yeah, definitely putting. Here in Carroll, they have pretty fast greens, and so putting is a big way that you can either save strokes or add a lot up.
Were there any key moments in your round that you felt like really kind of put things together for you?
Yeah, definitely towards the end, the wind started to die down, and I knew I didn't start off the greatest, that I needed to pull it all together and finish strong.
You got a birdie on number 10, a par 3. Take me through that hole and what worked for you there.
Yeah, for sure. So I had two birdies on the day, and that was one of them. That was the first hole we actually started on. And so to have a birdie on that, you know, I was just trying to think, you know, save par, that'll be a good start to the day. And then I ended up birdieing it, which was even better.
I mean, did you hit it close or you hit a long putt?
Yeah, no, I hit a long putt. It was all the way on the other side of the green. I was just trying to get it close, and I ended up making it.
What a way to start the round.
Yes.
And then I saw you birdied, I think, hole number 5 or hole number somewhere on the front 9. It was where it was a 3 on a par 4. Take me through that.
Yeah, so I hit a decent drive. Then I hit a good second shot, and it just put me on the fringe on the other side of the green. And so I was, again, just trying to stick it close, and I ended up making it, which was another very surreal moment to have two birdies in one round, which I've never done before.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, it was hole number 6 that you got a 3 on. So,
yeah.
And then a solid 3 on number 7 on the 8th hole, which was your second to last hole. You finished off with a double bogey. Did you think maybe that would throw me out of the top 6?
I knew I needed to finish strong, and unfortunately, I didn't have a very good tee shot, and that kind of put me in some trouble, and then didn't have a great second shot either, and so I knew I needed to, you know, finish with at least a double bogey or try to get up and down with a 5 in order to be in contention today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did you think 89 was going to be a good score today, good enough to get to state? Did you have a score in mind coming in?
I definitely didn't. You know, we played conference here where I shot an 85 and got 5th. And so in my mind, I was like, even with the weather conditions today, I was going to need to at least shoot an 85 in order to, you know, qualify. And I was just lucky enough that, you know, everyone else deals with this weather and the wind and the coldness today, that an 89 was good enough to qualify.
Yeah. And, you know, what's it mean? Just what do you feel like you've been doing all season long that has led to this point to allow you to go to state?
Yeah, no, definitely. I've taken a big jump in my short game. I've been putting in a lot of work, you know, outside of practice already. And that has been like a big improvement since last year. I kind of struggled that I could get pretty well off the tee, but then I struggled, you know, coming in and finishing strong. And so working on that, my approach shot and my putting as well is what really saved me today.
And just overall, like you said at the beginning, what does it mean just to be a state tournament golfer now?
Yeah, you know, this is like one of my biggest goals, especially in my high school career, where I started to take golf a little bit more seriously at the end of my sophomore, beginning of my junior year. And so to be able to accomplish that is just crazy to me, and it means a lot to not only me, but my family as well.
What do you know about the course there in Solon, which you will play next week at state?
Unfortunately, I don't know a whole lot, but I'm excited to learn what the course has to offer and the benefits and the downsides of it.
And make some trips to Solon between now and then to play some practice rounds, I bet.
Yes, for sure.
Well, Macy, congratulations. You're a state tournament golfer, and I know you'll prepare for next Thursday in the first round. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Macy Mueller of Harlan, going to state in golf with us here on KSOM.